Hello, listeners, and welcome to today's sermon, composed and presented by myself, Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola. This is the third Sunday of Advent. This is also known as Gaudete Sunday. That is the Sunday of joy. There is joy because the day of our liberation is near. Now we can say, does that mean when the 25th, which is the feast of the birth of Jesus, that that's the day of liberation? Not really. The liberation is always near us. We have been liberated by Jesus himself when he exonerated us from all our sins by dying for us on the cross and rose from the dead. But in a sense, that liberation is always near us. Only we have to wake up to it and welcome it into our hearts. But I suppose one can ask, what does that mean? When you're liberated from something, it brings great joy. You might have been sick for a few weeks or even a day, and you wake up the next day or the day you are feeling better and you're liberated. You feel new. You feel that it's over and a new phase now has begun. So you are really liberated and you feel joy. That is what the Sunday is trying to express to us today. But back to today. The first reading is a great example from Isaiah chapter 35. An example of a liberated world. A place where all suffering, human suffering, is over. And where even the shackles of life, the infirmities of life, blindness, lameness, dumbness, are all healed, and the bodies of the infirm are restored to full health. This is the prediction to the New Testament times, when the Messiah will heal all human suffering caused by sin and the fall of our first parents. Also, in our second reading today, we are reminded that we must be patient. Remember I said there's liberation is in sight from sin and death. But we must practice the virtue of patience. We can wait patiently for things in life, like the seasons coming. We waited for the rainy season. It came. We can wait for somebody who is coming to visit us. We don't know what actual hour maybe. Well, nowadays with phones we can know a bit better. But that sense of waiting and being patient, waiting patiently, knowing, waiting patiently and expectantly, knowing that that person is coming. And it's a joyful waiting, expectantly, waiting with happiness, expectation, and joy. But he said, St. Paul, in the second reading, we should not waste our time criticizing and judging other people. It's the worst thing to do. It's a waste of time. We have no time for that. Our time is getting ready for the coming of the Lord, getting ready for liberation, getting ready for the time when we die and pass over to the greater world that is promised us. Now in the Gospel, we have a curious story of St. John the Baptist. Poor St. John the Baptist is in prison. And as we now know, he was to be beheaded. Now, he's waiting. He is waiting. He is listening to the stories because somehow he's hearing about Jesus. But he's wondering. He's wondering, is Jesus the one? Because he said in his life, yes, the one who is among you, who is coming after me. So it looks like John had moments of darkness, moments of doubt, moments of wondering. And in a sense, he sent his disciples to Jesus, and they willingly asked and dutifully asked Jesus, "Are you the one, or should we wait for another?" Because this was the question St. John gave to them to ask him. And he says, "Look around and see the signs. The lame are walking, the dumb are speaking, the blind are seeing again. These are the signs of the kingdom." And that's the only answer Jesus gave. In our own personal lives, in the challenges of our lives, we see the God who comes. Each of us must experience this in our own lives, the coming of Jesus to us, in our problems and in our difficulties. I'm always saying, in the morning, start your day and give over your life, your day's work to the Lord, no matter what it is. It may not exactly be directly towards bringing the gospel, but it is, inadvertently, it is bringing the gospel to the world, because we are hoping to be good examples, to be wholesome people, to be honest workers, to be upright characters, to be moral, to be loving people, forgiving people, and people who feel sorrow for those who are less fortunate. These are the signs as well, and these are what we ask God. And when we do that, we can see and look back after a day's work and see how God has opened up for us his signs, his presence. It might be also in nature, in our beautiful world, you know, the world we have, the beautiful sunsets, the birds, the animals. And above all, our fellow human beings, we see wonders there. The people of faith see God in every human being. That human being is reflecting the graces and the blessings of God. Like the flowers that we see at various times in the year, or in our beautiful gardens, if we are interested in flowers, we see that those flowers are symbolic of people. The beauty that people exemplify, they show with their characters, the kindness, the way they can sing even, the gifts that are given to each and every one. Those who sing beautifully, dance beautifully, drum beautifully, play instruments beautifully, and those who conduct religious ceremonies, those who are teaching, and the time that they give, and the enthusiasm that they teach the young people, are the people who are catechumens, to know who Jesus is. These are the signs. Thank you, dear listeners, for your time, and please God, I will be with you tomorrow. If you have any comments on anything I've said, or anything said over the past weeks in these presentations, I would appreciate you sending us an email to smamediaindola@gmail.com. And I spell that out, smamediaindola@gmail.com. All lowercase and one word. Your comments are most welcome. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, signing off now. Goodbye, and have a beautiful Sunday. Laudate Sunday, the Sunday of joy.